so high when you lay down. Our feet don't touch the ground. Touch the ground. Yeah, my feet don't touch the ground. But my feet don't touch the ground.
Sunrise creeping in, everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again. I'm just a traveler.
Oh, I'm a traveler. I couldn't tell. Country 101.7. It's time for the Area High School Game of the Week.
Kicks it up top, Bailey, opposite block now to Whitmore. Spin move, block, off the window, good. Give Kate a chance for one more.
Ball gets inside for Lima to Zach Oswald. Reverse layup, good.
Alongside Ken Hansen, here's Michael Deeker.
Hello again, everybody. Michael Deeker along. Broadcasting by myself, Dylan Sherwood a little bit further on down the road in McPherson as the Hartford Jaguars fall to South Haven earlier on Mix 104.9. Lebo Lady Wolves set to tip off a little bit later on Mix 104.9, but we are in Canton Galva, Class 1A D1 Sub-State Championship. Colony Crest punching a ticket by defeating the number 2 seed, Flint Hills, 37-34. That's why we're a little bit later, as that game was back and forth. But it's the Madison Lady Bulldogs, 14-7. Brett Daniels' first year at the helm, looking for their first trip to a state tournament since 2012. And it's a tall order tonight. It's one of the top teams in the classification, a state runner-up a year ago. They were undefeated in that game, and they lost to Frankfort. They are undefeated again, and they are rolling through their competition. It's the Little River Redskins, 19-0 on the season. Got to this ball game after a 77-12 victory over Central Burton. Madison defeating Gossel 47-32 nearly a week ago, all the way back on Saturday. But we got a full slate on the Mel's Tire pregame show. Dylan Sherwood will visit with head coach Brett Daniels. But you're listening to Madison postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome on in City Mel's Tire pregame show here on Country 101.7 FM. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Big matchup in 1A Division 1 at Canton Galva High School as Little River, one of the top teams in 1A Division 1, takes on Madison. I'm joined now by Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels. And coach, a good win for you guys in the semifinals over Gossel, and They're gaining a lot of confidence heading it here into this championship game as you guys look for your first state tournament appearance since 2012.
Yeah, definitely. We're playing really good basketball right now. We've had a couple of really nice wins here to finish the season. We're going into this game with a lot of confidence, and that's what you're going to have to compete and play with a team like Little River.
Well, and you guys have some marquee wins on your resume, and one came early against a Lebo team that's playing for a state berth tonight in 1A, too.
Yeah, definitely. We've played some really good quality teams this year, and you know, we've came up short on a few, but we've also beaten a few. And, you know, we had a nice win against Linden the other night, and they're playing in a 2A sub-state championship game also. So, I feel like we're right where we need to be right now. We're playing good basketball. And, you know, if we can just keep this stuff up and play, you know, pretty error-free basketball tomorrow or tonight, I guarantee you we're going to give Little River a run.
Most definitely. And Hartford also playing for a state berth here tonight, too. So that's that just shows you how competitive your schedule has been, whether if it's non-conference or even in the Lyon County League.
Most definitely. I would put our definitely the girls side of the Lyon County League. I would definitely put them in the top three or four leagues in the state, and it's just competitive all the time. When you every game you go into, it's a postseason type caliber matchup, and it's nice to get those tests during the season. And, you know, just kind of get you prepared for postseason, ready for those tough games. And I think we're definitely battle-tested for sure.
And sounds like practice has been good this week heading into the night?
Most definitely. The girls are the most confident I've seen them right now. They know the task they have in front of them. I told them the other day, you know, we're getting ready to play a mountain of a team. But all it takes is one step at a time. You climb the top of that mountain, and, you know, you get a chance on the other side to have that victory. So.
Yeah,
we're ready to go.
You know, before we take our break and then break down Little River, wasn't there an interesting Madison football game at Canton Galva a couple of years ago, and the Bulldogs ended up winning that game over Canton Galva, even though it's not against Canton Galva, but it's still that same site where the football team did something special not that long ago.
You're definitely right there, Dylan. I was part of that program. You know, along with Coach McMillan, and we went up there as the underdog, and we played a really good game that night, and we stole a victory on their field from them, and that launched us into, you know, some pretty good postseason runs after that. And it's definitely a place that I like to go. They've got nice facilities, and you know, and when you can go up there and you can win big games like that, it does. As a coach, it gets you excited for what's possible, and you know, just the preparation, and you know, put everything you got into the game, and ask your kids to do the same. And, you know, it doesn't matter what night it is, you've definitely got a chance to get a victory.
Visiting with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Mellis Tire pregame show. Madison and Little River from Canton Galva High School. We'll talk about Little River when we come back. This is Madison postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, and farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
We continue our conversation with Madison girls basketball coach Brett Daniels here on the Mel Steiner pregame show. Madison and Little River, and coach, your early thoughts on Little River, and everyone knows they have an impressive squad.
Oh, most definitely. Coach Ross up there does a great, great job with these young ladies. He's got some nice size. He's got a lot of quickness. He's got a lot of basketball intelligent young ladies playing there. And when they go out on that court, they leave it all out there, and they play really well. They've got a 6'1", a guard that's a left-hander in a Feldman is her last name. She is definitely one of the most talented people we're going to see that are play against this year. And you know, if you can go into this game and do some good things and kind of help limit her possessions, you're not going to keep her from scoring the ball. But if you can limit the number of possessions she has, it definitely gives you a chance to stay in this game.
Most definitely, and you know, it's isn't it going to be kind of hard that this is the second game of the doubleheader? Because, you know, usually you guys typically play the 6 o'clock game, and, you know, there's another girls' game ahead of you guys, and kind of the prime matchup in this two-game sub-state that's happening with two championship games.
You know, I think we're going to be just fine. Normally we play right after our JV plays anyway, so it's kind of, we're kind of used to playing that game in front of us, and maybe it takes that tension and that edge off a little bit, you know, having that. But most definitely, it's exciting for us and our program to be in a game this big at this point in the season, and then, you know, just to have the opportunity to play a team like Little River, and the opportunity to go out there and just play competitive is what we're after, and we're excited just to be there.
And what would it mean for you guys, and what's key to get this win, knock off a really good Little River team, and get out to United Wireless Arena and Dodge?
Well, first of all, we're going to have to play probably the best game we've played all year long. We're going to have to value every possession on offense and take care of the ball and be efficient in scoring the ball. We're going to have to limit those turnovers. And on the defensive side, it's going to be a chore. We're going to have to, you know, play bigger than we probably are. I mean, they outsize us in just about every position. And it's going to be one of those games where if we come out and we play with confidence and we just keep them in front of us and don't let them get easy looks at the basket by dribble driving through the lane, that is what's going to keep us in the game. They're great shooters inside and out, but their game is a dribble drive attack. They like to attack the paint. I was doing some scouting, and they shoot about 70%+ inside the paint. And if you can kind of help limit that and take that some of that game away from them, it gives you an opportunity. You know, they're not lights-out shooters from the three-point line. They shoot, as a team, probably around that 30% mark, which is good for a high school team. But if we can limit the possessions they have in the paint and force them to shoot the jump shots from the outside, I think that gives us the best opportunity to win here tonight. And, you know, it's a big chore. It's a big task in front of us. But I guarantee you, I've got the young ladies that are up to that task, and they're going to work their tails off tonight for me. And that's all I can ask, and we'll just see how things go.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here tonight with Little River, and Michael, we'll catch up with you after the game.
Sounds great, Dylan. Thank you very much.
That is Madison Girls Basketball Coach Brett Daniels joining us here on UMass Tire pregame show. We'll take a break, and Michael Tieker will have more after this. This is Madison Postseason Basketball, Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student athletes every step of the way. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this postseason. Go Dogs. And by Hinkson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the Ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Hey, welcome you back to Kent and Galva High School. Michael Dieker broadcasting live. Opening tip just moments away here for the Class 1A D1 Substate Championship game. Starters being announced to a great crowd. Traveling in from Madison and Little River. And these starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For the Little River Redskins in their home white uniforms, black number, and black Redskins across the chest trimmed in red, they look like this. It'll be a 5'4", Adeline Schrecker, the 5'11", Salen Raleigh, the 5'11", Avery Lafferty, the 5'9", junior Havana Olander, and then 6'1", junior Erica Feldman. Feldman, the leading scorer at 20.2 points a contest. She scored 38 in the victory over Central Burton. And as a junior, she's already committed to play at Fort Hays State University. For Madison, road black uniforms, gold number, and Madison across the chest. 5'8 senior Candace Ashlock, 5'8 junior Kaylin Luthy, 5'10 junior Sadie Albert, the 5'11 senior Jalen Weekly, and 5'10 sophomore Jenna Thompson. Little River coached by Cy Roffs. This is year number two for him. He's only lost one time in his high school girls coaching career. That came last year in the state championship ball game. Cy was a head coach at Natoma from 2008 to 2010 on the boys' side, and then coached McPherson College, the Bullpups, from 2010 to 2013. Opening tip goes the way of the Little River Redskins, going left to right on your radio dial. It'll be Rayleigh at the point, over to Strecker on the right, left wing, up top to Feldman. Madison in a 2-3 zone to start. Feldman, left-handed shot, top of the key three, buried by Erica Feldman. That's a Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Lamberger's three. Backcourt pressure applied by Little River, broke by the Bulldogs. Albert has in the right corner. She'll be fouled on the drive by Saley Rowley. Little River has played a like opponent, and that is Opie. They defeated Opie back on Friday, February 21st, 74-26. Inbound goes up top to Albert. Now underneath the Luthy to the block to Weekly. Fadeaway jumper falling home for the 1,000-point career scorer, Jalen Weekly. Little River on top. 3-2, 40 seconds in. Rowley up top, Feldman looking for another three. Nothing but net. Back-to-back, Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Lambrokers three for Erica Feldman. It's a 6-2 lead for the Redskins. Albert has in the right corner. Now trying to find Luthy. Goes out of bounds off of Little River's hands. It's poked away. Thompson to inbound. Bounce pass into Luthy. 1-3-1 zone by Little River. 1 minute in. Madison trailing 6-2. Weekly has it mid lane. Nice pump fake. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Jalen Weekly, 4 points. It's the Weekly Feldman show to start off. 6:45 to play first quarter. Little River 6, Madison 4. Underneath to Laftree. Now kicked up top. Rally now. Over to Feldman at the elbow. In the corner, we go to Olander. And she'll dribble drive into the bucket. Off the window, good. Redskins doubling up Madison early. 90 seconds in, 8-4. Albert gets it right corner. Will be trapped, now find Luthy. Long three from the logo. It'll draw iron, no good. Rebound tipped away and stolen back by the Madison Lady Bulldogs. They'll reset the offense, trailing by four. Albert's going to step into a right wing three. Draws iron, no good. Rebound to Olander. Up the court we go to Strecker. Now underneath the Laftery. Pump fake off the glass. Good. Avery Laftery's first points. Her brother Braxton, a part of that Little River good group of boys that won a state football championship. And then a nice elbow jumper buried by Adeline Strecker. It's a 12-4 score. And Coach Brett Daniels going to take a full timeout. We'll take a break with him. You're listening to Madison Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. MT Networks now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. And let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available from Harrison Body Shop in Madison. By ESB Financial, they make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We welcome you back. 12-4, Madison trails, 5:45 first quarter. Madison with possession. Weekly is going to get tied up with it. Going to be a jump ball. Possession error will stay with Madison. Madison, I think, has to slow this game down if they can. Here, they're going to want a shot. They trail things by 8. Luthy gets the inbound, guarding the man-to-man defense now by the Redskins. Luthe handing it off to Thompson, right wing. Thompson picking up her dribble, looking for an open teammate. Nice cut by Weekly. Dribbles it off of a player. Is it going to stay? No, not going to stay with Madison. Say it was last touch by Weekly. She had a good look underneath. Should have went up with it. 5:28 first quarter. Little River leads 12-4. Feldman has it in the half court underneath to Latchery. Now to Olander. Left block off the glass. Good. It's an 8-0 run by the Redskins. 14-4. They lead things. Luthe, the Weekly in the corner to Albert. Now Luthe thought about it on the wing. Have her pocket picked by Strecker. Strecker, breakaway layup. Off the glass, too strong, and a rebound to Sadie Albert. She'll be fouled underneath. Going to go against Havana Olander. That'll be her first, team second. Do have an area team that has punched their ticket to state, the Chase County Bulldogs on the men's side. Cade Witt and company knocking off Southeast Cherokee 49-43. They will play in Manhattan next week. Ashlock over to Luthe. Back to Ashlock. They beat the press. Over to Weekly. Down the corner to Albert. Albert going along the perimeter. Now handing it off to Luthe. Thought about it. She'll dribble it out. Madison trailing by 10. 4:40 to play first quarter. Thompson has it up top now. To the extended right elbow to Weekly. Back off to Thompson. Thompson picking up a dribble on the wing. Now to Luthe. Luthe at the foul line, guarded by Feldman. She'll come to a jump stop on the block. Kick it back out to Weekly. Now back to Luthe. Right corner three fired. It'll draw iron and rebound. Going to be won by Havana Olander. They're going to be knocked out of bounds by Sadie Albert. It'll stay with the Redskins. They'll have their first substitution of the ball game. Evie Look into the ball game. She's a 5'7 junior, averaging 10 points a contest off the bench. Redskins on top, 14-4. They had a great run in 2023 that got ended in a sub-state championship game. Of course, they were heartbroken out in Colby last year. Did Madison do the same tonight? Jump ball will stay with Little River. Halfway through this first quarter, Little River 14, Madison 4. Rally with an inbound to Strecker. She'll drive to the hoop. Lays it a little shy off the rim and a rebound to Madison. And then Luthie's going to be tied up with it. Jump ball will stay with Madison just in front of Little River's bench. But a unique gymnasium here. We're high above the far side on the scorer's table. And along a perimeter that goes all the way around, a platform that goes all the way around the floor, a raised platform. Unique perch. Madison with an inbound that gets knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Little River. It'll stay with Madison. Ashlock into Weekly. Left side, Albert. Now in the corner to Ashlock. She'll look to drive baseline. Running jumper. Little long. Rebound to Feldman. Little River leads by 10. 14-4. 3:30 to play. First quarter. Rally trying to find Laftery. She falls to the floor. It'll be a turnover back to Madison. Madison's gone about 3 minutes without scoring. Do we have Havana Olander back in the contest? And then 6'1 junior Lucy Wright out there for Little River. Ashlock has it in the backcourt. Some pressure applied by the Redskins. Down to Thompson. Three on the wing. Draws iron, no good. Offensive board to Luthe. Her putback. Too strong off the glass and a rebound to Feldman. Feldman keeps it herself into the half court. Pull up jumper, top of the key. 3 for 3 is Erica Feldman. There's a region she is playing at the next level. And she's got 9 points tonight. The lead is 13 for Little River. Olander at the top of the half court press gets a hand on it, knocking it over the top of the scorer's table. Of course, Canton Galva, the home of former superintendent of Madison, Stephen Jowers. He's in attendance tonight with his two young boys, Corbin and Colby. Good to see the Jowers and catch up with them. That family is missed in our area. Ashlock on the wing. Over to Luthe now on the block to Weekly. She'll turn and face, try to kick it out to Albert. She recovers at the elbow. Now trying to kick it up top. Ashlock down left wing three. Thought about by Luthe. Back to Ashlock, kick back up top. Albert, and then Jalen Weekly with the rebound. She'll have her feet taken out from underneath her. She'll fall hard onto the floor. And it's going to be the third team foul against Little River, the first on Evie Look. Weekly gets up okay. Ashlock to inbound, left of the basket. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Say Rally. 2:30 to play, 17-4 here in the first quarter, Little River leading Madison. Big student section for Little River as Candace Ashlock has to inbound directly in front of him. She gets it into Luthy. Luthy at the elbow. She'll try to kick it left corner to Weekly and takes an extra step and is called for the travel. Madison offense sputtering with the pressure defense by Little River. Redskins lead by 13, 17-4, 2:14 to play first quarter. A three fired by Evie Look. That's no good. Rebound to Jenna Thompson. Luthy at the top, left side Albert. Albert along the perimeter, hanging off to Ashlock. Ashlock now to Luthy. Under two to play first quarter. Luthy going right side, Jenna Thompson. Up top, Jalen Weekly, ball fake. Back over the right side to Jenna Thompson. Bounce pass into Albert. She'll turn and face on the right block. Gets her pocket picked and stolen away by Evie Look. Breakaway. Layup is going to be no good. It's bringing pursuit from behind is Jalen Weekly. Going to say there was too much body, though. And Evie Look will go to line for two shots. Actually going to say Caitlin Luthy was the first one there on the offense. Her first team's first. First of two for Look. She gets the first one to fall. It's now a 12-0 run by Little River. Second one now. Good. 19-4. Little River on top. Weekly up the court we go to Camden White, who shoved in during that stoppage. Her pass knocked or off the mark and will go out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll go back to Little River. Little River rolling here so far. They lead things by 15. 19-4. 90 seconds left. Lucy Wright underneath the Feldman. Now to Olander on the left block, and she will stutter step and travel. Of course, doubleheader on our airwaves tonight. Technically a tripleheader with the Hartford Lady Jacks getting heartbroken by South Haven, 32-31. Jenna Thompson trying to stop the run. And a big three in the left corner by sophomore Jenna Thompson. That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Now a running jumper on the opposite end. Evie Look buries a baseline jumper. Makes it 21-7. Cam Wine has it on right side now to Weekly. Top of the key. Nice cut by Luthy. Right block off the glass and good for Kaylin Luthy. Madison finding some points of attack to score a quick 4 points. Quick 5 points now. After one, I believe, Lebo leading Hutch Central Christian 14-9. Feldman, elbow jumper. Feldman doesn't even have to use the rim, folks. That's 8 points on four, actually 11 points on four field goals, and she's hit nothing but net on all four of them. Luthy trailing by 14. Thompson, another left wing three. Draws iron, no good. Rebound to Feldman. Feldman, three-quarter court shot, draws the backboard, but that's it. After 8 minutes of play, Little River leads Madison 23-9. You're listening to Bulldog postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. and by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Michael Deeker. It's a Class 1A D1 sub-state championship game. Little River leading things 23-9, trying to improve to 20-0. Madison had a good run there to end the first quarter, but it was a 12-0 run by Little River that's really pushed them to this 14-point lead. Feldman looking for it. It's going to be a turnover taken by Weekly. Feldman and Wright fall down. Weekly in the corner to Ashlock. Three fired. Draws iron. Too strong. Rebound to Feldman. They're going to say it hit the top of the backboard and will be out of bounds. Good look there by Ashlock, just unable to draw the iron. So Osage City leading Hoyt Royal Valley up in Hiawatha, 34-25 at the half. And then that score update from Hutch, or from McPherson, Lebo leading Hutch Central Christian 14-9. That was the end of the first quarter. Olander over to Feldman. Foul line to the right elbow, parried another one. Feldman with 13. The lead is 16 for Little River. Cam White in the half court. Now to Luthi. Luthi back to White in the right corner. She'll fire up a corner three. Bank, unfortunately, not open. Nearly got it to fall, though. Rebound to Laftry now in the hands of Feldman. Looking to add to their 16-point lead. 1 minute into this second quarter. 25-9, Little River leads. Olander left corner up top. Strecker back to Olander. Lob inside to Laftry. She's got position on the left block. Off the window and good. She's got four. The lead now 18 for Little River. Weekly keys it into Luthi. Backcourt pressure applied. Ashlock back to Weekly. Into the half court we go. Weekly steps into a long three. Buried for the senior. Jalen Weekly. She's got seven. That's a Henry Ott, Tallgrass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Strecker to Olander up top. Now to Feldman. Over to Evie Look. Madison trails by 15. Feldman has it left wing. Step back three. Draws iron, but it's short. Rebound to Jenna Thompson. 6 minutes to go here in the half. Madison trailing 27-12. Erica Feldman stealing it back from Jalen Weekly. Feldman left block. Jumper. No good. Fouled by Kaylin Luthi, though. That'll be Luthi's second, team's first. Erica Feldman at the line in her north of 20 per game average, and she's already got 13 so far tonight. In the air and short on the first one. Met her dad out a few years ago at State in Dodge City with some post-game soda pops, and me and her dad, Sean, have become pretty close friends the last few years and keep up throughout the week on scores from out west and scores from out east for Sean. But Feldman splits the pair. Timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. 28-12 our score. Little River leading Madison. 5:52 to play, first half. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have a doubleheader again on our airwaves. OB Boys taking on Burton, Central Burton. That's a 5 p.m. tip right here on Country 101.7 FM. And then over on Mix 104.9, Ken Hansen will be out in McPherson for Hartford and Lebo. They were both playing each other and a chance to punch their ticket to Colby. Of course, the winner of this one will advance to Dodge City. Dodge City hosting Division I again. Dodge City hosted 2A last year. As Manhattan, just the way the basketball schedule fell, the K-State Wildcats had to have the home court. Ashlock now up top over to White. Not a weekly at the foul line. Right side, Sadie Albert, three on the wing. A short rebound to Luthy. Kicked back out. But Albert followed her shot, and it's into the hands of Olander. Now to Strecker. No good. Rebound. Tipped out. Now to the hands of Luthy. Luthy on a break. Layup. Good as she falls to the floor. Zy Roth begging for a travel, but she got it to fall. Little River leading by 14. 28-14, 5:15 to play in the half. Madison crowd coming alive. Raleigh in the corner. Adeline Strecker. Skipped left side to look. Looked like she kind of jumped a little bit, but got away with it. Feldman out the left elbow. Up top, Olander. Now to Strecker. Strecker left wing three. Good. Adeline Strecker with her first Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. The lead back to 17 for Little River. 31-14. Ashlock has it left side. Now to Albert. Back to Ashlock. Right side, Cam White. White over to Albert. Into Ashlock on the baseline. Finding Weekly at the elbow. She'll drive the block. Have her shot altered by Feldman. Another offensive board by Kaylin Luthy. Now to Ashlock. Trying to skip it left side to White. Stolen away by Havana Olander. Her breakaway layup good. Havana Olander with six. The lead 19 for Little River. 33-14, nearly halfway through this second quarter. Luthy over to White. White picks up her dribble, handing it off to Kaylin Luthy. Now up top, Weekly. Thought about a three. We'll drive to the foul line. Have her pass stolen away by Havana Olander. Up the court we go. To Raleigh, her elbow jumper is no good. Rebound off the hands of Raleigh, out of bounds. Jenna Thompson back in the contest. Candace Ashlock will get her breather. Madison trailing 33-14, 3:50 to play in the second quarter. Luthy, left side Thompson. Back to Luthy. Now Thompson left wing. She'll skip it up top to Sadie Albert. She's now on the right wing, picking up her dribble. Bounce pass into Weekly, and too much body contact from behind by Avery Laftery. That'll be her first, team's first, here in this second quarter. Thompson now looking for an inbound underneath the hoop. Going the corner to Albert. Now up top White. Over to Luthy. Back to White on the wing now. Into Weekly on the elbow. She'll be fouled on the block. And Jalen Weekly will go to the line for two free throws. She's got 7 points tonight to lead the way for Madison. She had 24 in the victory against Gossel 6 days ago. 1,000-point career score. Now at the line for two. First one in the air. And no good off the back of the iron. 33-14, 3:31 to play in the first half. Little River leading Madison. Second one now from Weekly in the air. This time looked good, but rims out. Rebound to Erica Feldman. Up the court we go. Over to Salen Raleigh. Now up top. Oh, she was now up top on by Salen Raleigh, and that time the bank is open for Little River as she gets it to fall. 36-14, Little River rolling, and now a steal by Adeline Strecker. Strecker. Off the window, good. Strecker with seven. Timeout on the floor taken by Brett Daniels at the 24-point deficit for Madison. 38-14, Little River rolling. 3:03 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with them. You're listening to Madison Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products vended Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price.
They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
Madison with an inbound. Stolen away by Adeline Schrecker. She'll get a layup to fall. And then the ensuing play is stolen away by Erica Feldman. And she gets her bucket to fall. So a quick one-minute timeout as we were stuck in a timeout. But quick 4 points for Little River. Now a three on the wing by Jenna Thompson. Needed that one to fall in the worst of ways. That's her second Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services at Von Roth Lambrokers 3. Little River leading 42-17, 2:05 to play in the half. Schrecker, left side Feldman, thought about it. Now a nice crossover to create some separation against Weekly in a man-to-man defense. Now to Evie Look, lob inside to Lucy Wright. Unable to handle the pass as it goes out of bounds. 42-17. Do you have a score update from McPherson? Lebo leading 19-9 over Hutch Central Christian. Hutch Central Christian defeating Meritazine Valley. Meritazine Valley back on last Saturday. Of course, Colony Crest, they were victorious 37-34 over Flint Hills. As Madison with it in the half court. Turning it over to Evie Look. Now up the court we go to Olander. Olander trying to find Schrecker in the right corner. Stolen away by Kaylin Luthy. Luthy looking for an open teammate as she's trapped in the corner. 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. White hands it off to Luthy. Now right side Thompson. Thompson back to Luthy. Now Thompson, top of the key. Over to Cam White. She'll skip it right corner. Kaylin Luthy. Skipped back, left side, Jenna Thompson, three. Looks good from this angle, a little short, follows her shot, gets the board on the elbow. Her putback, no good. Weekly with another offensive board on the elbow. Or on the block, and Weekly getting it to fall. And Jalen Weekly will step to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Draws the deficit to 23. Fouls against Lucy Ryan, her first, team's third. Weekly in the air, and good. She's now one out of three from the line. Madison trails by 22, 42-20, under one here to play in the second quarter. We'll have the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show at the conclusion of the half. Feldman underneath to Salen Rally, left alone. She's got 5 points with the uncontested left block. Luthy now in the half court, going right side, Jenna Thompson. Thompson, right to the corner to Luthy. Now to Albert. Bounce pass back to Luthy. Up top, Cam White. 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. White underneath the Weekly. Nice move against Feldman, but leaves it too strong. And Kaylin Luthy with a nice box out gets Salen Rally to go over the back. That'll be the fourth team foul. And Rally second. 20.8 left here in the first half. Candace Ashlock subs back in for Camden White. And Ashlock to inbound underneath the bucket. Looking for an open teammate. Getting close to five. We'll go up top to Albert. Now over to Weekly. Gets a little space on the right wing three. That misses the glass and through for Jalen Weekly. That's a Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Lambrokers three. Trims the deficit to 21. 44-23. Salen Rally with it. Goes in the corner. Evie Look three at the buzzer. Will be long and a rebound to Kaylin Luthy. Madison trails 44-23 at the mid-game break. We'll get into the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Tally our stats. Try and get some scores from around the area. But you are listening to Madison postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, and farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student athletes every step of the way.
by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this postseason. Go Dogs! And by Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services. Put your family first when it matters most. MT Networks now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. And let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available from Harrison Body Shop in Madison. By ESB Financial, they make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at ESBfinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
We welcome into the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show at the mid-game break. Little River leads Madison 44-23, and we'll tell you how we got here by these halftime stats. Brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Madison, they're led in scoring by 13 points by Jalen Weakling. 6 points to Jenna Thompson and 4 points to Kaylin Luthy. For Little River, it's a full stat sheet and then some. Erica Feldman with 15. Adeline Schrecker with 9. 6 points to Havana Olander. 5 points to Salen Rowley. And then 4 points apiece to Avery Laftery and Evie Look. Once again, our score, 44-23 in those stats. Brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected, give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. The lead got to as large as 28 by Little River in the first half before Madison kind of found their footing a little bit offensively. Of course, some big threes by Jalen Weakley and Jenna Thompson. Weakley and Thompson each with 2 apiece. But it's really been, you know, just struggling to contain Erica Feldman. And really, Feldman's really showing why she is at least a D2 talent. Would think that if she has another strong showing out in state, that, you know, maybe she would have an opportunity to, you know, reopen that recruitment and, you know, see where that goes. But she is quite the player and putting on a show so far tonight. Now, looking around the area, earlier tonight, Hartford losing a heartbreaker to South Haven. They trailed by 11 before going up 31-30 before South Haven was victorious by 1 in the closing moments. Over, and that game was on Mix 104.9. Dylan Sherwood on the call on Mix 104.9. And the Lebo Lady Wolves looking to punch another ticket to a state tournament. They are leading Hutch Central Christian 29-12 at the mid-game break. Another area team playing, have not had an update from the half, but Osage City was leading. Osage City was leading Hoyt Royal Valley at the mid-game break by 9. And then Mission Valley Boys, just a score coming in from our good colleague and good friend Ken Hansen. Valley Falls defeating Mission Valley 57-56. That's in 2A Boys. Also in 2A Boys, though, down in Yates Center, Chase County 49, Southeast Cherokee 43. Cade Witt and the Chase County Boys are in the state tournament for a big victory against Southeast Cherokee. So Cade Witt and them will be up in Manhattan. We'll see, and then tomorrow, the Chase County girls will play Linden in hopes in joining them out in the Manhattan 2A state tournament, which is back in Manhattan after a pause last year with hosting the tournament. As Eureka head coach Al Brown in attendance, looking for some stats, maybe some scores. So, you know, if coach doesn't want to coach anymore or officiate, we could probably get him on the airwaves as a pretty good color commentator, I bet. So, but we're about 3.5 to go here into the or left to go before the second half, and we'll wrap up the Long Bottom Replies a halftime show. Have second half action and more upcoming next on Madison Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, and farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Second half action just about ready to get underway. Madison trails 44-23. Little will have possession. Madison with possession. Over to Jalen Weekly. Weekly at the top of the key. Drives to the block. Turns and faces back up top Luthy. Luthy will drive in. Now try to find a teammate, and it's stolen away by Salen Rowley. Up the court we go to Olander. Now to Laftree in the corner to Adeline Strecker. Strecker on the left wing. Lob inside to Laftree. Loses the handle on it. Falls to the floor and stolen away by Jenna Thompson. Up the court we go now to Jalen Weekly. Left corner three. Going to be fired by Candace Ashlock. Drives iron, but it's no good. Rebound to Strecker. Up the court we go. Havana Olander off the glass and good. Olander now with eight. And Osage City up 51-37 after three. Ben Hansen with the score update. Ashlock over to Weekly. Weekly will be fouled. Little River so far doubling up Madison. 46-23. Madison inbound. Candace Ashlock with it. Going into Jalen Weekly. And Jalen Weekly will fall to the floor and be fouled, actually. It's like this inadvertent contact with Feldman and Weekly collecting feet. Or actually, it's going to go against Avery Laftery. That'll be her second, team second. Much the ire of the Redskin faithful. Ashlock. Bounce pass into Weekly. Up top, Sadie Albert. Albert at the elbow to the block. And she'll be fouled and will go to the line for two. Foul's going to go against Erica Feldman. That's her first, team's third. Actually, no, not against Feldman. That's going to go against Savannah Olander, her second, team's third. Albert at the line, no good. Madison now one out of four tonight from the foul line. Second one. In the air, and good. Albert's first points of the evening. Madison trails 46-24. Winner goes to Dodge City. Feldman over to Rowley, now Laftery. Over the right wing to Feldman. Her three rims out, no good. Offensive board to Schrecker, and her putback is no good, but she is fouled. Adeline Schrecker averages 6.6 a contest. Pretty good point guard. Pretty good guard for Cy Rofs. Rofs, of course, was the head coach at McPherson College on the girls' side from 2010 to 2013 in year number two. As Strecker gets the first of two to fall, she's got 10 points. And now another one for Strecker. The lead, 25 for the Redskins. Ashlock, left side, Thompson. Looking for a three to fall. It'll draw the back of the iron, no good. Rebound to Havana Olander. Outlet pass finds the hands of Strecker. She streaks down the court, leaves it shy off the rim, and a rebound to Ashlock. Up the court we go to Luthy. Luthy into the corner to Sadie Albert. Trying to go back to Luthy. Luthy wasn't looking for it. And stolen over by Avery Laftery. She falls the floor over to Strecker. Strecker off the window, rimming out, no good. And Strecker will go back to the line. But the speed just really starting to shine through for the Redskins. Madison is just gassed right now. Strecker splitting a pair just moments ago at the line for two. First one, no good. Off the back of the iron and rimming away. Second one now. 49-24. Redskins with the advantage. In the air, and good. For Adeline Strecker. She's got 13 now. She'll be subbed out by Evie Look. 5:47 to play. Third quarter. Little River 50. Madison 24. Ashlock in the corner to Jenna Thompson. Thompson three. Draws iron. And a rebound to Erica Feldman. Up the court we go to Olander. Olander wing. Foul line. Cuts the defenders. No good. And off the board to Avery Laftery. Looks like it'll be on the floor. That'll be the 13th foul for Madison. And the second against Candace Ashlock. Inbound to Feldman, line jumper, draws iron, but it's no good. Rebound to Weekly, she'll fall to the floor in the backcourt. Trying to find Candace Ashlock. Ashlock trying to cross the timeline, she does. Over to Sadie Albert. Now in the corner to Jenna Thompson. Thompson finding Weekly on the right block. Off the glass, too strong. Kaylin Luthy fighting for the rebound and stolen away by Havana Olander. Olander looking to go coast to coast. Off the rim, no good. Albert nearly with the rebound from her knees. And now to Jenna Thompson. Over to Ashlock. Back to Albert. Over to Ashlock. They break the timeline. Now to Kaylin Luthy. Now Ashlock on the right wing. Over to Albert, right corner. Back to Ashlock. Ashlock, long three. Going to be well short. Rebound to Amanda Olander. Olander with the jump ball. Possession arrow staying with Madison. Macy Schubert into the contest for the first time for Little River. She's a freshman. And also back out there is Strecker and Lucy Wright. Strecker gets it in from Look. Now Look on the right wing. Camden White also back out there for Madison. Look to the wing, to the block, off the window. And good for Evie Look. Skips in the corner to Camden White from Kaylin Luthy. White. Left. Candace Ashlock. Three draws. Iron kiss glass in both home. Candace Ashlock, the senior, with her points. And Von Roth, Lambrokers, three. Schubert going up and under. Brings it off the bottom of the rim. No board. Now to Feldman. Left corner three. Rimming out, no good. Rebound to Kaylin Luthy. Madison with it, trailing by 25. 52-27. 3 in the court. Luthy, right side, Ashlock. Looks inside. To Albert, corner to Cam White. Back to Albert, left corner. Now, running baseline. Layup jumper, no good, but she is fouled and will go to the line for two free throws. White starting in the absence by Candace Ashlock when she broke her hand in that sub-state semifinal. Foul shot good by White. Of course, you hate to think that if Ashlock doesn't go down, does Madison have a higher seed? And, you know, maybe would have been that maybe Flint Hills or Colony Crest. As White is perfect at the line. Of course, Colony Crest defeating Flint Hills 37-34 to advance as a sixth seed in that bracket. Schubert over to Strecker. Love it right. That's too strong. Offer. Balls and out of bounds. Madison trails by 23. 52-29. 3:14 to play third quarter. Weekly. Left side. Cam White. Gamden White. Now over to Candace Ashlock. Ashlock. Over to White on the right wing. White picking up her dribble now to Weekly as Madison has slowed down their approach. Weekly now to Luthy. Now a cutting Cam White, unable to handle a pass, but over the hands of Candace Ashlock, left corner. She'll drive, pick it right side, Weekly. Weekly up top, Sadie Albert. Now to left side to Kaylin Luthy, and we're going to have a 30-second break taken by Brett Daniels. 52-29, Little River leads, 2:34 to play in the third quarter. Where's tomorrow on our... Messing with possession after the timeout. Inbound to Candace. Victory over Inman, 67-53.
Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
We welcome you back to Country 101.7 FM. Looks like we might have got disconnected momentarily, but Little River leading 53-32. 1:40 remaining in the third quarter. Madison turns it over after a timeout. This game has slowed down considerably in the third quarter. Little River with possession. A.B. Look, right corner three, Perry. A.B. Look with 9 points off the bench after Henry Ott. Three-pointer. Jalen Luthy be trapped in the corner now to Jalen Weekly. Jenna Thompson looking for the answer. Good. Right wing three buried by Jenna Thompson. That's her third three of the evening. As they go back to back, Henry Ott, Tallgrass Present Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers threes. Olander, left side, Strecker, lob inside, Laffrey. She'll kiss the glass and have it fall through. Lead now 23 for Little River. It was as large as 28 in the first half. Thompson, another one in the right corner. Good again. For the sophomore, Jenna Thompson, she's got 12. The lead of Little River cut to 20. Olander, running jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out, won by Candace Ashlock. Now to Luthy. Madison trying to build some momentum heading into the fourth quarter. 58-38 our score. Little River leads. Lob inside to Weekly. She'll fall to the floor and be fouled on the floor. Weekly will step to the line for two foul shots, as that's the fifth team foul against Little River. Foul goes against Adeline Strecker. That's her second. Syroff's wanting an explanation on the far sideline. Weekly at the line for two. In the air. And good. Weekly's first points of the second half. She's got 14. Now another for Jalen Weekly. In the air, and good. Madison within 18.
Erica Feldman back out there. 20.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. 58-40, Little River's advantage. Score update after three quarters at Hutch. Against Hutch Central Christian, Lebo leads 44-17. Feldman on the wing. Over in the corner to Strecker. 5 seconds to go. Back to Feldman. Feldman at the elbow. Running jumper at the foul line. Draws iron. No good. Rebound to Jenna Thompson. And it's no good. Our score after three. Little River 58. Madison 40. Madison trailed by as many as 28, but has trimmed the deficit to 18. Fourth and final quarter up next on Madison Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason Basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available from Harrison Body Shop in Madison. By ESB Financial, they make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Michael Deeker with you. 58-40. Little River with the advantage. 8 minutes to go before one of these teams will live to see another week of basketball. They'll punch a ticket to Don City, United Wireless Arena. Back home as the Class 1A D1 state site. Jalen Weekly on the right wing. Weekly looks to drive. Nothing there. Over to Ashlock. Back to Weekly on the right block. She'll back down Feldman and get fouled. Coming from behind was Salen Rowley, looking for the double team. That'll be Rowley's third, team's first. But Madison with some momentum, and they're going to call that a shooting foul. I'm not too sure on that one. As I don't know if Weekly was even going up for an attempt, but Weekly at the line for two. Good on the first one. Weekly, no field goals in the second half. It's got 3 points from the line. In the air for another one. Good. Madison trails by 16 now. 58-42. It was 44-23 at the half. Rally looks to drive, finding Strecker underneath. Over to Look. Look, unable to corral it in right before the timeline. Now over to Feldman. Feldman throws up a shot over a straight-up Jalen Weekly. That will be no good, but Weekly will be tagged with the foul. Might be a makeup on the opposite end. That's the second one against Weekly. Feldman at the line for two. Has not looked the strongest from the foul line tonight. First one. Good. Feldman now with 17. Kern Weekly guarding each other. They've held each other in check in the second half. No field goals for both. Second one now from Feldman. In the air. And good. Lead back to 18 for Little River. 60-42. Weekly on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass into Luthy. Luthy at the elbow, down to the block. Layup, no good. Rebound to Strecker. Strecker looking to push. Going coast to coast, off the window, and good for Adeline Strecker. Gives her 15, and the lead back to 20 for Little River. Foul goes against Camden White, her first, team second. Strecker at the line for the and one. And good. 21 point deficit for Madison. 63-42. Luthy with it. Now to Cam White. White driving on the wing. Picks up her dribble. And her pass stolen away by Feldman. Feldman with the break. Layup too strong, but she's fouled by Jalen Weekly. That'll be her third, team's third. Erica Feldman looking to add to her game-high 18 points. She'll get two shots at the foul line. First one. A little short, no good. Of course, Feldman committing to Fort Hays State earlier this season as a junior. Second one now for Feldman. In the air. And no good, and a foul on the rebound. You have a final from Osage City and Royal Valley. Osage City Lady Indians are in to a state tournament. And Hutchison, a 62-47 victory. Congratulations to Kate Boss and the rest of the Lady Indians. Madison trailing by 21. We're going to have a timeout taken by head coach Brett Daniels. 6:43 to play, fourth quarter. Madison trails by 21, 63-42. It's a full break. We'll take a break with them. Listen to Madison Bulldog Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Rock Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Madison with possession. After the timeout, they trail things 63-42. Here in the fourth quarter, 6:35 to play. Luffy with it left wing. Right side to Ashlock. Underneath the Weekly on the baseline. Kicked out. Luffy three on the wing. Good. Kaylin Luffy with her first three of the night. It's a Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Deficit back to 18 for Madison. Over to Feldman. Now Strecker. Strecker at the wing. Now a long three looking for the answer by Rally. It's no good. Offensive board by Feldman. Back out to Salen Rally. Now Strecker on the wing. Lob inside Laftery. Too strong off the glass. And a rebound to Candace Ashlock. Over to Luthi. Luthi in the half court. Guarded in a man-to-man defense. Over to Ashlock. Nearly thrown away, but Ashlock recovers. 5:45 remaining, 63-45, Little River with the advantage. Madison building some momentum, but a steal stolen right back by Little River. Strecker, breakaway layup, good. Just when Madison is just thinking about getting a glimmer of hope, it's just stolen just right out from underneath him by Little River. Strecker nearly going for a steal, and she'll be tagged with a foul in the backcourt. Diving for a loose ball against Kaylin Luthi. That'll be her third, team's third. .520 remaining now. 65-45. 20-point lead for the Redskins of Little River. Undefeated on the season. One of two undefeated teams in the classification along with Centralia. Thompson. Far side. Redskins a pretty dominant program in the classification. 16 previous trips to state. A state runner-up a year ago. Ashlock over to Weekly on the right wing. She'll look to drive. Nothing there. Fadeaway jumper is going to be deflected off the backboard. No good. And going to be last touch by Madison out of bounds. 20-point advantage for the Little River Redskins. 4:56 remaining in the fourth quarter. Of course, Madison looking to have a Herculean comeback and have their eighth ticket to state. Three on the wing by Evie Looks, no good. Strucker with an offensive board. She'll be tattooed by Jalen Weekly at the foul line. Weekly just momentum carrying away from her. That'll be her fourth, team's fourth. Jalen Rowley looking to inbound. She'll go far side to a baseline jumper by Erica Feldman. That's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Madison. Camden White back out there. She'll sub out Albert. 4.5 to play. 65-45, Little River on top. Rowley into Feldman. Too strong off the glass. Offensive board to Laftery. Here put back, no good, but she is fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. Foul goes against Kaylin Luthy. That's her third, team's fifth. Two free throws for Avery Laftery. In the air. And good. Of course, the scary thing here, folks. Little River, no seniors that play. They have one senior on the roster. But these are all juniors and sophomores contributing. Both foul shots good by Avery Laftery. 22-point advantage for Little River. Candace Ashlock over to Cam White into the half court. White driving with her right to the elbow. Now to the block. Throw up a jumper. That's no good. Rebound to Evie Look. Look. 2-1 break. Will keep it herself. Too strong off the glass. And a rebound to Candace Ashlock. Ashlock will be trapped to the backcourt. Dribble it off her leg. Going to be recovered by White. But before she does, her foot's on the sideline. And it'll be a turnover back to Little River. Really halfway through this fourth quarter. 67-45, Little River leading Madison. Right corner to Evie Look, over to Feldman at the elbow. Feldman goes between her legs now, hands it off to Salen Rowley, who thought about it a little bit too much and will travel. There'll be a turnover back to Madison. And the Lebo Lady Wolves punch their ticket out to Colby with a 52-22 victory over Hutch Central Christian. So congratulations to Patrick Gardner and the Lebo Lady Wolves. Kaylin Luthy, some pressure in the backcourt, trying to beat the press. She does. Onto the wing. Over to Sadie Albert. Albert to White. White. Back to Luthy. Nearly stolen away by Feldman. Luthy steps into a long three. That's no good. Gets her own board. Off the window and good on the right block by Kaylin Luthy. She's got nine. Deficit back to 20 for Madison. Rowley the Strecker. Now to Olander. Left side look over in the corner to Rowley. Rowley now to Feldman. Little River slowing things down on offense. Havana Olander now on the right side. Into the right corner. Onto the wing to Evie Look. Look dribbling with her left now to Erica Feldman. Feldman picks up her dribble. Now to Look. As the Redskins working some clock. Look to the elbow. Kicked in the corner to Feldman. Three is no good. And we're going to have an offensive foul go against Little River. As on the drive was Havana Olander. That'll be her second. Actually, no. Evie Look. That'll be her second. Team's fourth. Madison trailing by 20, 67-47, 2:54 to play. Luthy with it in the backcourt. Luthy guarded by Adeline Strecker. Strecker getting a hand on it and a steal and stolen right back by Luthy. It'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Little River. The Strecker so quick hands. Oh, they're going to say a timeout was taken before the jump ball. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Of course, tomorrow, we'll be back on the airwaves with the boys' side. Actually, it's a full break. We'll take a quick 30 break 30-second rest with them. 2:42 to play in the fourth quarter. Madison trails by 20, 67-47.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products vended Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
You're welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Sign of the Class 181 Substate Championship game. Winner will advance on. Join eight other teams. Seven other teams, eight total in Dodge City. First round games beginning on Wednesday. But tomorrow, as we were saying before that break, Ken Hansen on the airwaves on Mix 104.9. Hartford versus Lebo, 5 p.m. tip. Winner to go to Colby. And then right here on Country 101.7 FM, 5 p.m. tip as well. Opie taking on Central Burton. Opie looking for five straight trips to the state tournament. Little River with possession and a 20-point lead, 67-47. Salem Rally gets it into the half court. 2:35 to play. Feldman left wing gets the ball screen. She'll go to the foul line to the block, off the window, and good for Erica Feldman. Her first field goal of the second half. She's got 20 for the game, a game high. Lead now 22 and a steal by Havana Olander. 3-1 break now for the Redskins, and Weekly getting a hand on it. Kicked up. Evie look three. No good. Rebound to Sadie Albert. 69-47. Little River on top. 2 minutes to play. Ashlock driving baseline. Skipped in the corner to Weekly. Three. Good. Jalen Weekly, the senior. Her first field goal of the second half. That's a Henriot Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Three. Back to 19 for a deficit for Madison. Look, gets it at the elbow, puts it on the floor, and stolen away by Sadie Albert, and then nearly stolen back by Havana Olander, but she goes out of bounds. Adeline Strecker back out there for Salem Rally. Buck 38 remaining. Madison 50, Little River 69. This will be the most points given up, or actually the second most. Inman had 53. That's the closest ball game Little River has had all season. It was a 67-53 victory all the way back on January 25th. Running jumper falling home for Jenna Thompson. And the deficit trimmed to 17 for Madison. A buck 15 remaining. Redskins looking to work some clock. Luthy getting a hand on him. They're going to say that was a foul. That'll be Luthy's fourth, team's fifth. Foul shots upcoming for Adeline Strecker. Strecker, 3 out of 5 tonight. First of two in the air, and no good. 69-52 our score. Little River on top by 17. Second one good by Strecker. Luthy with it. Picked up in a full court man-to-man defense by Strecker. Pressure will kind of back off into the half court. Luthy picks up her dribble on the wing. Now to Weekly. Weekly running elbow jumper. Good. And give Jalen Weekly a chance for one more. Weekly now with 22 to lead all scores. 60 seconds left in her high school career. Foul shot good for Jalen Weekly. Lucy Wright will be subbed out by Salem Rally. Rally gets the inbound. 70-55, Little River on top. Under one here to play. And Olander is going to be pushed by Sadie Albert. Looked like it was dribbled off her leg. Of course, we'll have the Rich Store Company postgame show. We'll visit with head coach Brett Daniels. Gave him the option to see if he wanted to talk postgame, and he said absolutely. So we'll see if that's still the case later on at the conclusion of this ballgame. First of two for Havana Olander. Gets the first one to fall. Of course, we'll have some stats and analysis and some scores from around the area. Foul shot by Olander. No good. Rebound to Jenna Thompson. 71-55. Madison trails. Luthen, top of the key. Spin move at the elbow. Picks up her dribble. Now to Weekly. Weekly. Guarded by Feldman. Weekly to the elbow. To the block. Off the window, good for Jalen Weekly. Weekly with 10 in the fourth quarter alone. Madison within 14. 24 seconds remaining. What a valiant effort here in the second half. Madison trailed by as many as 28, as it looked like Little River was going to run away with it in the second quarter, but they have battled back and have not quit tonight. Of course, not the outcome on the scoreboard that they would have liked, but they went toe-to-toe with the top team in the state and played a full 32 minutes. As Brett Daniels and his team in a timeout huddle interlocked in arms, probably the last timeout on the season. Coach Daniels, in his first year, of course, coached multiple years for the boys before stepping aside for a few years of a break. But just what a valiant effort tonight by this Bulldog group. 13 seconds remaining. 71-57. Little River on top. This will be the closest margin of victory if this score holds. Feldman along the perimeter over to Evie Look. 5 seconds and counting. And that will do it. Little River advances on to their 17th state tournament, improving to 20-0. Madison will conclude their season 14-8. After a 71-57 contest. We will step aside, get into the Rich Store Company postgame show, tally our stats, get some scores from around the area, and have some postgame thoughts with head coach Brett Daniels. But our final score tonight, 71-57, Little River takes it. You've been listening to Madison Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, and farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student athletes every step of the way. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this postseason. Go Dogs. And by Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. MT Networks now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. And let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available from Harrison Body Shop in Madison. By ESB Financial, they make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome into the Rich Door Company postgame show. 71-57, Little River victorious. Ending Madison's season at 14-8. But as we said earlier on the broadcast, that is the tied for the closest margin of victory for Little River all season long. They had a 14-point victory over Inman back on January 25th. That's the only other time they've had a game within 20 points. But the Madison Lady Bulldogs score the most points against Little River all season long, scoring 57 points. We'll tell you how we got here by these final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Little River, led in scoring by 20 points by Erica Feldman, 19 points by Adeline Strecker. 9 points apiece to Havana Olander and Evie Look. 8 points to Avery Laftery. And 5 points to Salen Rowley. For Madison, Jalen Weekly, 25 points tonight, ending her career with a great effort tonight. But Jenna Thompson with 14. Kaylin Luthy with 9. 5 points to Camden White. 3 points to Candace Ashlock. And 1 point to Sadie Albert. Once again, those final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. see if we can get Coach Daniels up here for his post-game thoughts. Before the game, we said, hey, we'd take you, you know, regardless, and he agreed to that, wanting to, you know, summarize his first season as head coach on the girls' side. But we do have some scores from around the area. South Haven defeating Hartford in heartbreaking fashion, 32-31, earlier this evening out in McPherson. Lebo punching their ticket out to Colby with a 52-22 score. That is on the girls' side as Patrick Gardner and company making yet another state tournament. Also on the girls' side, Osage City defeating Royal Valley to win by 15 and punch their ticket to Hutch Central Christian. Do not have a score update on another 3A contest with a area team, and that was Burlington and Girard. See if we can see if it's been updated. That's in Columbus. See if we get any juice on the cell phone to even pull up a score. But over on the boys' side, Chase County boys making a trip to Manhattan with a 49-43 victory over Southeast Cherokee. And then Mission Valley falling 47-46 to Valley Falls to conclude Mission Valley season. Jordan Tyston and his team, nice valiant effort there. But do have a score update from Girard and Burlington. Girard 41, Burlington 31. So Girard Trojans punching their ticket to a state tournament. Of course, tomorrow, over on the girls' side in 2A, Chase County taking on Linden for a chance to go to Manhattan. Over on the boys' side, games heard on RKBWE airwaves. Ken Hansen will be out in McPherson with Hartford taking on Lebo. 5 p.m. tip on Mix 104.9. We'll be back out here in Canton Galva with the Opie Boys taking on Central Burton. That's also a 5 p.m. tip right here on Country 101.7 FM. Eric West and the Burlingame Bearcats taking on Clifton Clyde up in Centralia. And then other games in our area, Council Grove taking on Heston and Burlington taking on Caney Valley to round out 3A matchups. But that is the area scores from around the area. Still looking for Coach Daniels, visiting with his team. Unsure if we'll be able to get him up here or not, but we'll take a break. You're listening to the Rich Shore Company Postgame Show on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, and farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student-athletes every step of the way. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this postseason. Go Dogs! And by Hinkson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. MT Networks now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. And let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available from Harrison Body Shop in Madison. By ESB Financial, they make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at ESBfinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry in Madison for all of your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Michael Deeker broadcasting live here at the Register Company postgame show. Coach Daniels has made his way outside of the locker room and still, you know, making sure he visits with senior parents and other parents. You know, really taking the time to, you know, ensure everyone is aware of his appreciation. So I want to make sure that Rhett Daniels is planning on coming up to visit with us. But we'll give him his time to visit with the faithful that made the trip out here to Canton Galva. Of course, Madison concluding their season tonight, 71-57. Most points scored all season long against Little River. Tied for the closest contest that they'd had all season. Of course, Little River got out to a 28-point lead in the second quarter and thought it was going to be a runaway. But Madison battled tough and, you know, made a late push, though be a little bit too late. But 71-57 the final. Of course, other teams in our area punching a ticket to state. Lebo Lady Wolves, Osage City Lady Indians, the Chase County Boys. Making state appearances, so congratulations to those teams. Games tomorrow, Chase County Linden, Yates Center, a Flint Hills League contest between those two teams. Be the third time that they played each other on the season, I believe. And then on the boys' side, in games in our area, the Hartford Lebo on Mix 104.9, Opie Central Burden. On Country 101.7 FM. I did get confirmation that Coach Daniels is coming. My wife is out here with kids, and she's our kind of our page right now, making sure, you know, trying to do the pleasantries of making sure are we going to have Coach Daniels or not. Burlingame also taking on Clifton Clyde. That's up in Centralia. And then Columbus and... Or down in Columbus, Burlington taking on Caney Valley. And then Council Grove taking on Heston. Council Grove knocking off Nemaha Central. Of course, Coach Hula, Bruce Hula, in his last year at the helm. And they knocked off Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central, a team that beat Opie a few weeks ago, 40-34. But Council Grove Braves, that's in Halstead against Heston. Heston, a pretty good ball team, so it'll be a tall task for the Braves. But Coach Daniels, nearly up to the booth with us, so we'll get his post-game thoughts, see what he has to say of not only of this game, but on what he thought of this first season at the helm on the girls' side. But Coach Daniels sitting beside us, getting the headset on, working on getting it, and I think we're ready to go. But Coach, not the outcome you would have liked tonight, but only losing by 14, scoring the most points all season long to Little River, and tied for the closest margin of victory all year for Little River. Coach, I think you have to be proud by how your team battled back and withstood Little River tonight.
I don't have the right words to describe the girls tonight, other than they played with grit, determination. They had a no-quit attitude in them. By far the best game we've played this season, and unfortunately it had to come against a team like Little River. But I'll take that effort all night long. I mean, we had a struggle through the middle of our season. We battled back from that. We've battled from injury and sickness. And we come out tonight, and we left it all out there. And you take away the first quarter, and that's a pretty even ball game after that. They shot lights out. We needed to defend a little bit tighter. But once we kind of got that figured out, it was a really good game after that.
You know, there's a lot of teams that, you know, Cy Roff's team, you know, with Little River, that get up big like that. You know, you guys trailed by as many as 28, you know, early in that second quarter. And a lot of those games go the other way, and it's a 40-50-point margin. But like you said, your team just kind of put their feet in the ground and, you know, battled back. One of those, senior Jalen Weekly, 25 points tonight. Obviously, 1,000 points did a lot for you. Candace Ashlock, another senior for you tonight. Only 3 points, but did a lot of other things tonight defending the Redskins. But, you know, those two seniors, what do they mean to this program?
They're going to be hard to replace. Those young ladies, and I've said this in the past about both of them. I'll start with Candace. She brings a calmness to our team. When she's on the floor, our girls are relaxed. They know what they've got to do. And she plays that off-ball defense so well, reads the pass. And when she has to defend a shooter like she did tonight, she did a great job of being in that help and good solid closeouts and taking away the dribble drive. You can't ask for any more heart than a girl like that plays with. And for her to go through what she went through in the middle of this season, breaking her hand in the Lebo game at the LCL tournament, and in 3 weeks was back playing a little bit of basketball. And to be back the last two, three games, she's 100%. And just that determination and toughness and that just tells you a lot about where she's from and what she does. And I can't say enough about her. And then you got Jalen, who, she is our team leader. We play as she plays. When she's on fire, we're on fire. And I thought tonight she played like this could be the last game she ever played. And for her to go out and defend the Feldman girl like she did, I was so proud of her on that, because that's a big challenge. That young lady is a great basketball player, and, you know, arguably she's a solid D2 player and could be a D1 player, I think. And I told Jalen tonight, I said, you just showed me that you can defend at the next level. And I said, wherever you decide to go, work hard, because you can play at that level. And that makes you feel good about where she's at and what she's done. But to come out tonight and score 25 and hold Feldman to 21, that's a great, great night. She played well on both ends of the floor.
Now, Coach, 14-8 on the season. Of course, first year on the girls' side after taking, you know, a few years off after coaching the boys. What was some things that was kind of your favorite things of this season being back, you know, on the coaching ranks?
It's fun being back on the sideline. I love being around these kids. I love the fact that they want to learn everything that you can handle them or hand them and show them. And that was the most fun part of it. But we just had some really fun highlights this year. I learned a lot about coaching girls this year, too. It's a little different than coaching the boys. But the bottom line is it's still basketball. And these girls this year, they battled through some adversity. And it showed me their determination to get better and to not quit, not give up. And I just feel like those kind of things right there is what I need moving forward. And unfortunately, we fell a game short in the regular season to get the seed we needed in this tournament. And I mean, you got to beat the best to make it to the state anyway. But, you know, I felt like if we would have won a couple more games, we'd have been in a little different position here, and we might be heading to Dodge next week. But I wish the Little River Lady Redskins all the luck, because they are a great, great program, and they're well coached. And to play like we did against them and to win that second half, that tells me a lot about where our program's at, and we can keep moving forward with it.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. But it's been a pleasure, you know, following your team this year, you know, getting to visit with you again officially, you know, as a head coach again. But wish you all the best and many conversations down the road.
I look forward to it, Michael. I'm excited to be coaching these young ladies, and I'm looking forward to this future. We got a bright one coming.
Well, that was head coach Brett Daniels, his team falling tonight 71-57 to conclude their season 14-8. We'll wrap up the Rich Door Company postgame show, come back for one final thought, and preview what's to come tomorrow. But you have been listening to Madison Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students, the City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers, 620-412-3614.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, and farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their Madison High School student athletes every step of the way. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this postseason. Go Dogs. And by Hinkson Ranch. Proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
We welcome you back one final time out here in Canton Galva. Many thanks to Coach Brett Daniels for visiting with us to kind of summarize what he saw tonight, and not only tonight but on his season. But Brett's always a good visit, whether it be on the air or off the air. And kudos to him for coming up and, you know, talking through after a loss. Not many times we get to do that on our area game of the week airwaves, but wanted to give him an opportunity to, you know, share his thoughts. But, of course, 71-57 our score tonight over on Mix 104.9. Dylan Sherwood had the calls as Hartford ended their season with a 32-31 loss to South Haven. And then many congratulations to the Lebo Lady Wolves as they advance against Hutch Central Christian, 52-22. Congratulations to the Osage City Lady Indians, 62-47 over Royal Valley, and to the Chase County Boys, punching their ticket out to Manhattan. But appreciate everyone for tuning in. Of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow on Country 101.7 FM pregame around 4:40 as the Opie Eagles look to punch their ticket to Dodge City against Central Burton. Over on Mix 104.9, Ken Hansen will have Hartford taking on Lebo. That's around a 4:40 pregame on Mix 104.9. But can't do enough without our sponsors. Many thanks to those sponsors that brought you Madison postseason basketball. Go out and support those local businesses, and can't do it without the listeners back home. So I appreciate everyone for tuning in tonight. For Connie Osorio, our studio engineer, back at the station, I'm Michael Deeker. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. The comeback is always stronger than the setback. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening, everybody.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. MT Networks now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. And let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates available from Harrison Body Shop in Madison. By ESB Financial, they make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Better than a squished peanut butter and jelly at lunch. Yummy.
From the farm to the office. Country 101.7 KVOE-FM, Emporia.
TV.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period closes March 31st, 2025 at 5 p.m. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter. Funding is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
Our coverage of postseason area high school basketball continues Saturday in the 1A Division I Sub-State Championship as